What about sunitinib?
Sunitinib has more of an acute effect. It's got sort of mouth sores. Anorexia is a big feature. People feel sick. They do get diarrhea. And interestingly, they get much more bone marrow suppression. Get anemia, or they apparently get more bone marrow suppression. They get leukopenia, thrombocytopenia. It's a little bit more like a Gleevec, is the way I sort of look at Sutent.
What about fatigue?
It seems a little higher on the Sutent than the sorafenib. The reality, though, and I don't want to jump the gun on this, is that as we've just learned from Brian Rini's comparison and others, that you can get from one to the other and you'll get responses both ways. So really all you're doing is an A, B, or B, A sort of game.
And same kind of numbers on sunitinib, if you had to guess, what fraction of people have no problems? What fraction of people have a lot of problems that make you consider stopping treatment or decreasing the dose?
I think it's about the same. About 10 or 15% run into trouble. But most of us can dose modify. Now, one of our posters looked at continuous Sutent at 37.5 milligrams a day. It comes in 12.5 and 25 milligram and 50 milligram pills. So you can dose at 37.5 every day. Sutent is currently supposed to be dosed at 4 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
And where did that come from?
That's a long story of the hypertension and the diarrhea, trying to modify it. There was some concern. I've heard the story why that happened on several occasions.
But more toxicity related?
It was toxicity related.
Right.